Hello and welcome to another edition of the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. We learned a new word recently, intrapreneurial. You won't find it in the dictionary yet, but it's something our next guests are very involved in. Brett Owen is with the North American Michelin Innovation Lab, and Sarah Whalett is with the Furman Center for Innovative Leadership. And they join us now by phone from Greenville, South Carolina. Brett, Sarah, welcome to the program.
Thanks so much.
Thanks, Mike.
So, Brett, let's start with you first of all. Tell us what Michelin's involvement in this collaboration is, and of course, include, if you can, please, the definition of intrapreneurial.
Sure. You know, Michelin's no longer just a tire company. In fact, we're no longer even just a mobility company. We are kind of refining that narrative such that we are a world-leading manufacturer of life-changing composites and experiences. Of course, a tire is the ultimate composite, and we're very much committed to still creating the best tires, but the new frontiers, and those are things like healthcare and construction, low-carbon energy, aerospace, and, of course, mobility. And the Michelin Innovation Lab creates value by exploring new businesses in line with those new frontiers. So the primary way we approach that, and this is the definition of entrepreneurship as it exists within Michelin, and we do that by engaging our employees in the innovation process. So we regularly put out challenges to solve, and we solicit ideas from everyone. And if your idea is selected, you're coached to pitch it and explore market desirability. If you find that the market wants what you're developing, you have the opportunity to go further and become an entrepreneur. Basically, you are building a startup within Michelin. It becomes your full-time job to do that. As we built this approach, I realized it really would be helpful to have an external partner in the academic space that could help provide a crash course to cover all the basics of starting a business. I knew the Center for Innovative Leadership at Furman and reached out to Sarah. She immediately saw the potential to create this course, and we quickly developed what became the Entrepreneurial Professional Certificate.
All right, Sarah, so I guess this is where you come in.
Yeah, so, it was a wonderful collaborative experience to work with Michelin to build this program, and, you know, we're looking to expand it now beyond Michelin. We start with laying that foundation, right? Really thinking about the mindset that you should have when you're taking on projects like this, how you can find a balance when you have to build a team. From there, we think about proof of concept and really proving that concept with, both stakeholders, internal stakeholders, as well as potential customers, and then getting to a sustainable business model that can actually scale. And then thinking about scale beyond that and tracking performance and measuring outcomes. And of course, there's always a pivot, no matter whether you're an entrepreneur on the outside or you're building a new business on the inside of a larger entity.
This has been piloted for a long enough period now, Brett, for you to have some participant experience that maybe you could share with us?
Yeah, sure. So one of the things I really appreciated about the course is that Furman tapped into instructors that had real-world experience. These are people who've built businesses, and they can talk about their positive and more importantly, probably their negative learnings. We not only heard from the instructors, but the entrepreneurs were able to really take those lessons and apply them to their own initiatives and immediately get feedback. In fact, I just heard from one of my team members the other day that they go back through the material often and refresh themselves and make sure that they're still applying those learnings.
And so, Sarah, you mentioned that, of course, this started with Michelin, but now it's open to any company?
It is open to any company. And I think one of the keys is this idea that we can actually have opportunities for cross-collaboration around innovation from any company that's interested in sending team members through this program, how they can share their insights and best practices with each other, but as well, as Brett mentioned, with our world-class faculty that we gained from C-suite executives across companies like Yeti, Accenture, Shell, Founderville, and beyond.
Well, Brett, Sarah, thank you so much for helping us understand entrepreneurship and spending time with us today.
Well, thank you, Mike. This has
Thanks
been great.
Thanks so much, Mike.
Brett Owen is with the North American Michelin Innovation Lab, and Sarah Whalett is with the Furman Center for Innovative Leadership. We will have links to both of those organizations posted at our webpage so you can learn more, southcarolinapublicradio.org, where you can hear this show again as well. And remember, you can find us wherever you find podcasts. With the South Carolina Business Review, this is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.